So we spoke last week about the Makom HaKadama that we spoke about the column of Machal Yakum, that there's Pasakum, Bishalakum, Cholavakum, and basically these are all Gzeres Chazal. We spoke about different Sharashim, where it came from Daniel, from Hill of Hashamai, and later Gzeres. Well, most of the Gzeres is from the Rabbanon. And yet over here in Siv Beis, we start reading Shulchan Aruch, you see already that there were kulas that were said, and Shulchan Aruch already brings kulas from the Rishonim. The kulas were said in Pas, in the Xera specifically of Pas. Xera of Pasakim, there were kulas. And if you look in the Mechab and the Ramos, we see really basically two mahalchim in these kulas. And basically the Mechaber says, Yesh Mekoymish Mekilim. Mechaber's Mavur and the Hemshech HaSimit, there were people who were not Semech on this Kula, there were people who were Nizher, B'cholayfin, and Pasakim, but Maisa, the Mechaber brings Mekar Adin, there's the Kula. And the Mechaber's Kula basically is only for what's called Pas Palter, which is a pass you buy from the baker, not from a personal friend, but for personal labor. And the Mechaber also says that the Kula is only B'makam, that you can't get your hands on Pas Yisrael. Which Agav means you can't get your hands on Pas Palter Yisrael, right? If there's no Jewish bakery, that's ready enough to be makel. Even if your neighbor has bread, your Jewish neighbor has bread, there's no chiyuv to go make him bake for you, because it's not the derech for your neighbor to supply you with bread. Fine, that's the Mechaber's Kula, and the Ramah seems to be even more makel. Ramah says that even if you can get from a Jewish bakery, you're allowed to buy from a bakery, it's mutter. What about from a Baal Bayis, according to the Ramah? A little bit sussum. It's mashman that he's masking to the Mechaber. So the mice, all of a sudden, we see kulas on this gzeira that we saw last week. There's a gzeira gemura. What happened that all of a sudden we can start saying kulas? So the shayrish is ready. The shayrish of these kulas comes from the Gemara. The Gemara in Daf Lamed Hey is ready. Mavur that there was something funny going on with this gzeira. The Mishnah says gzeira of pas. The Gemara says Rabbi Yochanan pas loy hutra bebezdin. They weren't matir in bezdin. So the Gemara, so mechlal, that sounds like Ikaman, that's Yesharim, Ikaman the Shari. It's Mashmah, there was someone who matted it. And then the Gemara goes on, it's a little difficult to understand exactly what's happening in this Gemara, meaning the Seder Hadvarim, how these kulas came into effect. Basically, the Gemara brings stories that Rebbe went out to the Soda, Rebbe went out to different places, and people misunderstood what he said and thought he was saying Pas Hakim's Mutter. And the Gemara says, Valohi, he never matted anything. They made a mistake, Pasha. People made a mistake in what Rebbe was saying. That's what the Gemara says, two stories like that. And then the Gemara, in the end of the Gemara Taka starts quoting this Shita that it's Mutter. Omar Paltar Evit Kachavim, even according to that Shita that matters, what do you mean? I thought we just said there's no one that matters. Said that there were some people who made a mistake based on what Rebbe said. So what do you mean? Feed that Mandamar. There's no such Mandamar. So it's important where there's such a Mandamar, not clear who. And the Gemara basically says, two Hagbalos. The Gemara says, either maybe it's only Mutter Besade, out in the fields, where it's less common to find Jewish bread. Or it's only when it's not matzui, when you can't find Palta Yisrael, Jewish bread around. So that's what the Gemara says, and so it's not exactly clear what the Seder Hadvarim was. So the Maisa like this: the Rishonim bring from the Yushalmi, and the Goyin over here brings the Yushalmi. The Yushalmi is clear that Amdu Chachamim v'Hitiruha, that at least to a certain extent this Gzeir was made. Because there was a dachkus of chayin nefesh, because bread is a basic staple, and pasha people were going hungry, avdachu they were dying, but there was a big doichak for lechem. So the chachamim got up, says the Yerushalmi, v'hitirua. At least lagabe pas palter, at least to allow factory-owned bread, which obviously more makel, because like we spoke about, the whole yisayit of this isser is chasnus, and so there's less of a chashash that you're going to come cut off to someone if you're buying from a baker as opposed to your neighbor. So nice, that's mefurish in the Yerushalmi. Does the Bavli hold that this is what happened? So it seems to be a machlokes Rishonim. The Ran says clearly that he holds that the Bavli's masking to that, and that the Seder Advarim was there was a dachkos. People pasha, it was hard to get bread, so memela the chacham got up and were makel, and based on that people started being makel, and that's more or less what's happening in this gemara. The idach kisa, the Rashba is mavur that it was the other way around. Rashba teres the bias, and it's a little bit more like it sounds like from the gemara that really it was doichak. There was a dachak. It was pasha very difficult, and people started being makel. Stam, maybe they misinterpreted what Rebbe said. We're not being makel. People were being makel. It was pasha too hard for them. And after the Chachamim saw that they were being makel, came along the Chachamim the Yerushalmi, says the Rashba, and then they said Beseder. So if you're being makel already and it's a big doichak, then you could be samech on what you have been being meheg shaloi kedin. They made it kedin and they instituted the heter of pas palter. And And that's embas what it sounds like from the Rambam. The Shulchan Aruch here is lashon the Rambam, right? The Rambam says yesh mekayim shemekilim. There are people who are mekel to buy from a palter. I will pass balabatim in mishem bayer balahakol. No one's going to be mekel on that. So it's mashma like they started being mekel and they gave them a heter, but no one would give them a heter to be mekel for pass balabai. So mashma it started the other way. Mashma that taka the hamoyinam like a shtickle meduik in the Gemara. They stam started being mekel, and afterwards the chum came along and allowed them to be oymen almin hagam. For what? Yeah. Oh, L'chayra, Mitchila, it was Niskabel. L'fi, what we're saying now, L'fi, Smash from the Gemara, it was Niskabel L'gzeira. And then either the Chum took it away and they listened, or they started being Mekel and the Chum listened, one way or the other. So L'mai said that's one Mahach. There's Nacham Mahalach, though, L'chayra, and that's Taisvis. Taisvis has a different Diyak in the Gemara. The Gemara says, like, it's a funny thing that Loi Hotr Bebezdin, Mechal D'Ikaman D'Shari. Means that someone, Sok Taisvis, you see, that Mechlal Dibay Havisharila, you see, this was something that they could have permitted if they wanted to. Now, we know there's all kinds of problems with the matter of old Xeris. You know, you need a Bezdin that's called Mechachma of Minyan. So, Mechatesi. So, Taisis is Medaik from this Gemara. Alma Loi Pasha Arisurai. A different concept. That this Xera was never Nitpas in Klal Yisrael. It never took hold. So, Hagam, they were Avad a Geyser, Mitchil on everything. But Pasha, it never chapped on. People weren't being Mechaim this Xera. And Taisis brings from the Gemara the Yisayid. We know that any time there's a gzeira that's ein rov atzibur yichon lamed ba, says Taisus that's the case here, and says Taisus that's the pshat. Umikan samchu ato lechol pasul ev dikechavim. Taisus mash mitzvam all pasak and people are eating it. Kibin shloim pasul yisur b'chol yisal yish lismoich lechayra. We'll see yish lismoich al dirish min gamliel. The amri in realize we're told that the amri in goes in gzeira atzibur elam kein rov atzibur yichon lamed ba. So this is a whole different mahalach. That's what's not telling the Gemara. The Gemara is saying what happened, and there were some people who made a mistake. It's not my story. But clapping the Iker Gzeira Taisis as a diak, but this Gzeira wasn't Spashin. And Melan, later Dairis, it was okay for them to, it was okay to be Megal. And then Taisis also, Taisis mentions Yerushalmi. So it seems if you read carefully, that's really what's going on here. The Machlokes and Mechaber Ramah. The Mechaber is Lashon of the Rambam. The Rambam is Klar. They didn't have this diak of Taisis. The Rambam is going with the Gemara. And that's Takas Takas Shayan Ligirsis. So, like we said, the Gemara said there's a heter Paschalva, and maybe only Besada, only when it's not Matsui. So Shayla had to learn the Gemara. Do you need both things to be Megal, one thing to be Megal? Like we see from the Chaber, as long as pas palter of a guy is not matzui, so then pas akim is mutter. Where does it come from? That's the Rambam Shita in the Gemara. That this Gemara, and like we said, the Chachamim, Amdu Chachamim says the Yerushalmi, they got up and they mattered it. Either because the people mattered it first, they mattered it first, whichever one. That's the din of the Gemara, and that's the Mechaber. Memela, so Lafi the Mechaber, what's the din of pas baal bayis? It blives by the regular gzeira, pas akim, that chazal were goyzer, mitchil, and we never saw any kula, and we never have any kula, and that's what the Mechaber says, ein bi shabar b'hakal, there's no kula on that. And me'iduch yisod ha-ramah is coming from Taisus and other Rishonim that learn like Taisus, the Ashkenazi Rishonim, v'yeshayimim dafilu makam pasil matzoi shari. So why is he being, what's the tzad to matzoi? If there's two bakeries, one next door to each other, one's a Jewish, one's a goyish baker, who gave you a heter to buy from a goyish bakery? The teretz is, says Taisus, we eat pasakim zbanir because this gzeira never chabed on. There's no gzeira. This is a gzeira that mitchila was a gzeira she ain't revetiv yechal na, but it was never chal. So there's no gzeiras, and then everything's taka mutter. Ad kedikach that if you saw in the shach sivkan ches is really, in a way, asking akasha. It seems on the Rama that if there's no gzeira, so what's the, like you're pointing out? So what's the pas bal bayis? It's the same thing. If you don't have Xer, we don't have Xer and Pas Baal Bayis. The Shach really points this out. He's Medaik from the Mordechai. If you look inside the Mordechai, it's not so clear. The Teres Chattis is a little bit more clear. Tachlis Lemaisa says the Shach that if there's no Xer, there's no Xer. So Pas Baal Bayis should also be Mutter. The Shach doesn't really say Hezbir. But B'chol Yifah, that's what the Shach says. The Shach says there's a Lashon in the Torah. The Torah says that Avi Arash Hell, there's no Chilik between Pas Palter and Pas Baal Bayis. In fact, the Beis Yodif, I mean, there's no Chilik. The first Gemara is a Chilik. So Zak Shach, that's the Pshat in the Beis Yosef. Also, that the Pshat is Gzeira is not Eskabel. If you hold the Gzeira, it's not Eskabel, so there's no Chilik type of.
Is it entirely Zeira Eskabel?
Oh. So the Mice like this, it sounds interesting. You know, the Taz, going on the Mechaber, the Taz and Sifkan Dalet, on the Ish Mekaymis, so says the Taz, Lefish Gzeira Sapas Lonis Pashe. Says that on the Mechaber. So the Prima Gadim jumps on him and says it's a Taos. That's not the Pshat in the Mechaber. Prima Gadim says, and Kodal, Kashet, Lamechaber, Shudas Rambam, Hatam the Pasuk Rabbi Chelbo, it's telling the Gemara. And that which he's saying, that which the Taz is saying, that's Das Harav, that's the Ramah. That's like we're saying that the Chari, that's these two sheetahs in the Rishonim, and that's the two sheetahs in the Mechaber, the Ramah. So Lagabi, that's some kasha of the Shach. What are we going to do with the kasha of the Shach? So like like you're saying. So that's pachas yoser. You have to look in the chayim. The Aruch HaShulchan has a big arichus going through exactly what the seder advarim was, how it's trying to work out the Rama. The Pri Chadash sounds like this also. That pachas yoser. What you have to say is that which Tosfos and the Rama is saying that this gzeir was not niskabel and mail it wasn't itbas. It means it was lechatzoy not niskabel. Pachas yoser. To see there, the Aruch HaShulchan has a bit of an arichus. Pachas yoser. That's what we're saying, that they weren't makabel b'chal v'iser legabe pas. Palter. Magabe pas balabais, it was yes niskabel, and that's why it's mevur in the Rama. The Rama inserts his kula in the mechaber only going on pas palter. But the aval of the mechaber, the aval that pas balabais is usher, that taka seems to be davar muskim even according to the Rama. Fine. So we have this heter called pas palter, which means that this is the heter that we know. So what's lamaisa? So the Rama is mekel. Many people are mekel. You know, in Eretz Yisrael it's less negeya, but in America, you know that many people have noig like the Rama. They make on pas palter. You go to the supermarket, you buy OU bread. It's made by goyish factory, goyish everything, and they make all. So the lefi the mechaber it's shver unless it's ena matzoi. We'll see other kulas maybe in the hemshich, and the shach lemaisa says that the one should be machmer if possible. So yesh v'yesh, you know, obviously anyone who's noig to be mekel, I'll pee his minug, so it's obviously b'seder, and b'nei Torah generally seem to be more machmer in the issue, but that's what the shach says. Maisa, it's interesting, the Aruch HaShulchan, who usually like goes with the, you know, he'll bring the kula of the Rama, the minug was to be mekel. Aruch HaShulchan says that in the Varduk over here, Zuck there, we're machmer tamid the whole year, least shum kula, b'chlal, very, very machmer about this issue for some reason. It's totally minhagim, Eretz Yisrael, it's a little bit less negay. Now, Lamaisa, so where does the problem begin? The problem begins with this Shach. Shach brings from an Issa V'Heter like this, that if we're saying that the Kula was Dachkus, Yidden didn't have money, they didn't have bakeries, they didn't have flour, they didn't have anything, they didn't have ovens, what are you going to do? So he gave a Heter for Pas Palter. Says the Issa V'Heter, Zach the Shach, that, but let's say Yid Taka has dough and he has a kitchen and he's able to prepare bread, and then he just goes and he gets a guy to bake it. Says the shach, then they never said the kula. Then you don't have a kula of pas palter, because kanireh, once a yid was enough in the matziv that he's able to prepare bread and prepare the flour and prepare, so it's not so shver. So then it's not such a doichak to find a place to bake it. So go bake it yourself. Go, or we'll see. There's different heterim that a yid could be mishtatif in the afia. Once it's yours, we're not, you know. If the goyim were locking the yid in and out of the bakeries, they had no sheiches, we had to say cool. But here you see, once the yid have sheiches, and then the chayyim, there's no makom mekel, and the Issa V'Heter says cool. So it comes out of a heretic thing, yeah? That if. Well, the emesis, he says here, it's worse than pas palter. It's a din of bishul yakim. They don't have the cools. We'll see. Lagabi shkir satanur does have the cools, but at least lagabi heter palter, that you certainly lose. So lemaisa comes out of America, a thing, yes. And you go to America, you have some big, huge factory that you buy Arnold's bread, whatever it is. So you have a heter of pas palter, and then one day, some yid named Schwartz buys Arnold's bread. So it's the same thing, same operation. It's run by, you know, whatever Mexican workers, you know, run the place wherever the plant is, and all of a sudden, zok d'shach, the bread's all usher. Because now it's pas yisrael, it's nefai de'akim. So I'm not sure how this works in terms of the OU. I'm not sure if how they work it out. I mean, avada, you could make a hashgacha. Yeah, if a yid owns a factory, you could send mashgichim, you can make sure there's pilot lights, and like we're going to see in the Hemshel Chassim, in different ways to matir pasakim, by stoking the flames and by keeping pilots on and making mashgichim and timers and chule, the things to do. Question is if they do it. So Rav Moshe was kanireh asked this question. He has a tshuva in Chelek Aleph Siman Hei. He was kanireh asked this question by some, it was benageah to some kind of factory kanireh. And B'emes Rav Moshe says that he's not so happy about this whole chiluk of this heter. He says it's not really so muvan mechatesi to make such a chiluk, that just because here it would have been a little bit easier. Hakapanim, he's makabel what the shach says. Says Rav Moshe, but zok d'Moshe ino ella masha amru. And Memeilo says Rav Moshe like this misvar that l'chayra, when was it said this chumra? L'chayra it said b'ayfen that I prepared my bread, I have my dough, and I could bake it. So I don't need any workers. I don't need any special factories. So you know it. Either bake it yourself, or go to your goyish neighbor and, you know, stick in the coals yourself, and, you know, matter it. But says Rav Moshe, just like there's a heter of chayi nefesh, b'makom that it's a big doichak, anything that's a big doichak, and taka you couldn't get, so taka kula. So says Rav Moshe, so in a big factory where the guy has to hire 500 workers, you know, 24/7, so that's also a big doichak. Mechatesi is going to be able to find the additional workers, maybe Mechatesi will be able to find workers b'chal, some people can't find workers. So Rav Moshe, misfar, over here was never said. Yodea Alf Mem Hei, Zokti Moshe here, and the Moshe says, when he's died, Yesh Lismoy Chalze. You know, I'm not just saying this theoretically, I think it could be Samech on this, because it doesn't make sense otherwise, and Memela, Yesh Malka Malka. I don't know, I didn't check, it's interesting to know what the, Well, even small bakers, anything where you need to hire workers, says Rav Moshe, and he's ready willing to make them. That'll have the Hatzer Pas Pater. Derech Chal, a small bakery is not a problem, because anyway, the small bakeries, Derech Chal, want to cater to a Hamish Oilam, anyway, it's easier to make Ashkacha, so Memela is Dr. Moshe. That's cool. Okay, so, you know, I looked in the Sefer Chalkas Binyamin, the son of the Badei Shulchan, so he, like Misvara, he's like just Stam Deich, what Rav Moshe said, Chesnisht. So I don't know what they do. Some of this is no gay. I don't know which companies are owned by what. You have to look in America. Big company. Even bakeries is less no gay because I think the bakeries usually make a pas Yisrael. But Mistam, you have to check Arnold's, Drake's cakes, whatever. I don't know all the bread companies in America. We have to check. I'm not sure if the OU is somech on this Sikish Moshe. Taka, they require it. They go down and make Ashkacha. The Meister Moshe said it could be somech. According to Moshe. Without Rav Moshe, it's worse than Pas Palter.
Without Rav Moshe, it's Bishalach. With
it's Bishalach. It's Pas Palter. It's Pas Palter. Regular, yeah, exactly.
You know,
meaning when Arnold,
he's baking.
I mean, when a Yid who buys Arnold's, he doesn't have to worry, maybe, you don't have to go check. The OU who gives Ashkacha to Arnold's bread, they check that the owners don't become, a guy named Schwartz. It's safe. What? Yeah, Mestamitz, like, yeah, Nechanam. If they know, I wouldn't be surprised if there's Samech on this Rav Moshe. Okay, I don't know. Okay, now, so let's move on. Siv Gimel. So, like this, let's just get one thing clear, Makam HaKadama, that Pas Akam is Gzeirah Mishum Chasnas. But ultimately, you don't have to, every single time you're eating a piece of bread, see that how eating this bread is going to be in Gzeirah Chasnas. Ella, Kach Yidarkum Shal Gzeirah Chazal, that their Hishu Midasem B'chol Makam, and the Mela, it's clear, and this is not a Machalikis, Lagabi the Shail of Pas Yisrael and Pas Akam, it all goes Basta Shasafia. So meaning, if your neighbor the guy wants to invite you over and have a mamash aganta chasna sticker matziv, and he's serving angels bedatz bread, so it's beseder. You might have other problems. You probably do have other problems. And you know, we're gonna see later there's a halacha of not making a mishdeh by a guy, but it's time to eat bread. So there's no problem. I chasnos. That's not how gzeiras chazal work. They were gezer on the bread, and like we're going to see in the hemshech, it becomes machalos asuras. So if it's angel's bread, it's mutter. If you have pasakum, you manage to be sitting in the chvesnish. You can be sitting tol desar and no guy in a mile, and afapikin, the bread is machalos asuras. It's us deep. That's clear. And that's why we spoke last week. Daki Chuvah brings a chikilei that if someone's eating pasakum and he doesn't know it's pasakum, so there's no chasnos. You don't have to tell him. So we spoke last week about the lip plug, but it's not correct because it's machalas asuris. I'm saying he's eating iser, knows about it. Okay, so Maisa, that's legabe the hagadar of pas akam and pas yisrael. Legabe, but what happened? There was a thing called pas akam. Then we fetched tetarim, whether it was like this region and that region, but we fetched tetarim called pas palter. Now here, there's already machlokas how this kvetch worked, and that's machlokas rash baron. That's what's going on here in sif gimel. But they're all held that this wasn't be'etzem achalos in the bread. They're all held that the kvetch was that ba'oifin, that it's a hechetimtza, that it's you're eating in a palterdik away, you're eating it in a non-chastistik away, then we kvetch the kula. So Mela says the ra'ah, how are we magder what's called pas balabais and pas palter? Depends who you're buying it from. It doesn't matter who baked it. So meaning if the factory baked it, but then your neighbor, the guy, bought it, and you go over to his house, that's a problem. If it was made by a balabayas, and then he sells it to a factory, it's okay, because that's all telling in the end of the day result. And in the Rashba held over here also, it's telling Shasafia. So they point out, the Shach points out, there's a steer over here. There's a steer between Siv Gimbal, and Siv Gimbal it seems that we're Machmir, and Siv Zayin it seems that we're Mekel, so it's a steer. The Shach says two terutzim. Either, what's more, I guess the Pashtus, is that Yesh Misha Omer, the Machaber doesn't mean to pass in this Chumra of their Ah, and it's really, the Iker is like the Rashba. Another Mahalchi says that if you're Mazmin, this is really like a pshara. The Machaber made a pshara. Really, maker, then it's telling the afiyah. But if lamaisa, your neighbor has pas palter, and imamish makes a ganza hazmana to invite you over, that's already worse, and there we have to be chayshish. So maisa, that's more mechudish to kamahalach. But lamaisa, the Machaber says it. So it's interesting, the Archa Shulchan lamaisa is machmer for this time. So if you're machmer for this, it comes out shtickle interesting. Again, born again in America, but yeah, your neighbor, you're invited to a business party. And they say, no, we're going to provide strictly OU kosher food. So let's see. What are they providing? So if they have the business party, so if they have Pas Yisrael, that's Pashit. That doesn't change. That's what we said. The Hagdar of Pas Yisrael, it's Kasher. That can't change. That was Talin Chasafiya. That doesn't change. But if he only has the OU bread, so he's inviting you. You're invited to Chesed Business Party. Everything's strictly OU. OU kosher. So you're being mazmind now to Pas Palter. Pas Akum, which had a heter Pas Alter. If either are you being, if you're being Mazmin, according to the second Teretz Neshach, it's awesome. So, Yesh Ladan, Elash Yesh Ladan, that maybe it's taka, like what the case we're talking about, as a business party, maybe there would be more Makam Hakel, there's a Shail here in the Achrayna, maybe the Hizman has to be to his house, because you know, Bachal, the Nekudas Kesef has a different Mahalach here. He says, you know, what's the problem when he invites you to his house? The bread is Betz and Mutter, like we Paskin later, but we're afraid he's going to start feeding you other bread or other things, different. Like that, okay, and it could be Eid by El Chidusha, it could be it's only Mamish, because the Shach is saying when he invites you, that's Mamish. It could be inviting means a personal thing, your neighbor to his house, but I'll call upon him if for whatever reason, I don't know why a person would be going to eat by his Goyish neighbor, but if your Goyish neighbor Taka invites you and he wants to serve you OU bread, that's Taka Lefi. Okay, it's 2 days over here, and it seems I would think the Pashtus is Taka, not like the second Teretz. The Pashtus is that we don't pass in the stad, and Chayr Yesham Alismach, Machlokis, Pichadish, Pitayr, the Lais Lefi Dar HaShochan. Is what the bizarre. So if a person was stuck in such a situation, so Lachari, he should get should arrange that there should be Pas Yisrael there. You know where it's in the Geyas? You know, someone marries a Geyaris and her parents, the Goyim, invite them over. Very Hamish, small meal. Now, it's interesting because there's no Chashash Chasnas because you already married the daughter, the Heter. But, Leipzig, I'm sorry. So but L'chair over there, and if they, so L'chair, that would be a slight issue, right? L'chair, the Arnold's bread would be a problem, but at least according to this Mahalach, second Mahalach Shach. Okay, so Yesh Ladan, interesting.
Is it worse than when they break bread for themselves?
You say, that's worse, yeah, that's Pashat of Pasbal Bais. Okay, so let's just try to be maspic a little more. Sif Dalid is a different Shaila B'chal. So we said Pas Yisrael, Pas Akum, that's Shasafiyah. Pas Palta, Pas Baal Bayis, that's all a Shaila. That's Machlekes, seems from Ikar, then we say also goes in Shasafiyah. Now Sif Dalid is a different Nekuda. Now that we're trying to change the Hagdar, it's Pas Palter. But again, this is the Machaber who goes with the Mahalach, that Pas Palter is only Mutter when it's Matzah or not Matzah. So what happens if it becomes Matzah or not Matzah? It turns on and off. From Matzah to not Matzah, does the din of the bread change? So the Machaber here passing that it does, the din of the bread does change. Now it's a Shaila how to learn over here, but now Skamba Sapeskim, like the Shach points out, the Shach thinks he's arguing on the Machaber. The question is, Avada, the Machaber saying that if you have a store, yeah, you live in an out of town place, the Jewish baker is out of town for a week, so you're buying from the Goyish baker. So anything he bakes during that period, you're allowed to buy. But when the Yiddish baker comes back, and he starts baking, so even the stuff that was on the shelves in the Goyish bakery that was Mutter yesterday is also today. But if you already bought it from the Goyish baker and it's on your table, so then the Rashba says, what, you're going to change the din in your bread basket on your table, it's chuch v'tlu, it's going to make a joke, so anything you bought already is beseder. That's the Shach has a tain on the Mechaber. L'mais, if you look in the Nekudas HaKesef, the Nekudas HaKesef is usually from the Shach himself. Over here, it happens to be Haggah from his son. And his son says, I don't know what my father's talking about, he didn't read it carefully, because if you read carefully, you'll see that really, it's a shayin the girsa, likach or lakach, but really, the Mechaber is also maskim, and everyone's maskim that anything you bought, l'halacha, avada, anything you bought stays mutter. And b'shas heter stays heter. Anything in your bread basket at home, that stays heter, you don't have to worry about that. So again, you know, you're out of town, the Jewish baker goes out of town, you're buying from the Goyish bakery, or you're buying paspalter, you're being made with paspalter. So anything you have in your house, that stays mutter, even after you keep baking. But just because yesterday, whatever those, you know, chvesfas fancy breads he made yesterday, but now today there's pas heter. Again, this is all going with someone who's machmer and paspalter. Many are make all that, so I'm not getting into that. We spoke about that. But if you're machmer, so then you would have a heter, but b'makom that the Pas Yisrael comes heter. So this is a different shayla, right? This is not a shayla if Pas Yisrael is chefzer or not chefzer. This is not a shayla, what's the hagdar of Pas Palabais or Pas Palter. Rather, this is just a shayla. The heter of Eino Matzoy of Pas Palter, was that like a hutter or a dechuya? That's really a different shayla. And there we're machmer of the stuff on the shelves and the stuff in the... stuff that you bought. So we're machmer the stuff on the shelves. Yeah, so that's what I'm saying. It goes Basar Afia. So Basar Afia, let's say it was Mutter, because it was Pas Palter. But this is the question. The heter of Pas Palter is we're going down the tzad. Pas Palter is only when it's Eino Matzoy. So what happens when it goes from Eino Matzoy to Matzoy? So the Mechaber's passing, that was like a Dechuya. That's a mitzvah. There's isser sitting on the shelf. There was a dechuya, a heter that was a dechuya that you're allowed to eat it. But really, the shame isser was still there. So we only allow you to eat a kalai that the yid doesn't bake. Okay, so nice. This whole shayla of matzoy and einu matzoy. So what's called matzoy? What's called einu matzoy? How far? How close? Where? You know, how hard does it have to get? Again, this is for someone who's machmir like the shach, who's machmir for the machaber, not like the rama. And he's taking on a sfardi who's taking on the paspalter, is taka aser b'makom. It's not unless it's not matzoy. So what's called not matzoy? So there's a meiri on daf lamehei over here in the sugya that says that it has to be besoicha ear to be called matzoy. Anytime it's outside of the ear, it's not a problem. So others want to shtel too. There's another two sifim, sif ches and sif tezayin, which we're going to see that if taka pas, there's no pas palter at all. In taka, there's no bread except for the goyish, and your goyish neighbor has an oven. He has bread. So we're going to see that lamaisa we are mekel. The question is just at what point? Like the Rambam says, you have to mamash be starving 3 days. Lamaisa lahalacha. We hold you don't have to wait 3 days. That's sif ches and sif tezayin. It's a heter even for pas bala bayis. Even okay, it would be a very uncommon thing bizman hazeh. But over there, what? Yeah, right. So over there in sif tezayin, the Rama speaks out that there's halacha that that he's talking about someone who betzim is machmir. He doesn't accept any of the kulas. But if he's baderech, so how long does he have to wait to eat even pas bala bayis, to eat real pasakim? The Rama says, and Pesachim say that if you're going by derech, it's like the din ben tilsu dain. Dalad meal, if you're going in that direction anyway, so until dalad meal, but if you're just sitting stationary, so it's in one meal. So some shtel too, that would be, somewhat al derech zu would be the hagdar over here, that anything that's not within a meal, or the traveling distance of a meal within 18 minutes by car, so then you'd have the heter, you'd have heter of pas palter. That's one heter of inamatzoi. Another heter, that's sefei. That's the heter of the Rashba. The Rashba says that aside from the Eina Matzui, even if it's Matzui, but the pas is Arev Olav, so it's a better bread, it's a more higher quality, so that's also heter. That's also heter, Azoivi Eina Matzui. So like Moshe, like we're going to speak, next week we're going to enter this sugya of bread and mezainis. So like Moshe, like cereal is the big shayla. So Cheerios, many will see if that's Shaykh Bachal to the shayla of Pasakum. But even if it is, l'chayr there would be a tzad. Someone would say, you know, Cheerios is something that's mamish chaviv and yafe, and like, you know, the Bedatz brand doesn't come close. So the melo, that would be that shayla. What about cheaper? So this is very interesting. So Maisa, I think it's the Bach, says that the yisoid of yafe, it's azoivi chayi nefesh. It's like a tchak. Why? Because you force people to eat things that are not arev aleihem, they're not going to eat it. In taka, they're going to be shach, and it really goes into that heter of chayi nefesh. So I'm getting cheaper. Okay, that's the Bach. I don't know if it's Mukh or not. Someone told me, I believe it's Chamudi Daniel. I didn't find it now. I think there's a Chamudi Daniel, I believe, or one of the Achron Taka says that who had been cheaper. So lies like this, I'm not sure. Tzarechim of cheaper. Maybe, yeah, this time, not this time, I don't know. But I'm just pointing out that Lamaisa for an Ashkenazi, the Shaila is a little less Chomer. Because the whole Shaila is a Chomer. Because Me'ikra Adim, we have the Ramah to be saying Mechon. And meaning this heter of Arif, what?
The chumrah of the shach.
Yeah, it's only the chumrah of the shach and the mechaber to begin with. So memela, on that chumrah to make a dimyon and say that just like Arif is hu adin, if it's much more expensive, you know, and it could be an out of town place if there's a, you know, Jewish bakery. It's, you know, sometimes a scary thing when someone has a monopoly on the bakery. It could be very expensive. I can imagine double, triple price. It could be a big nafkamina. So then lechayis tam is like there'd be makom behad even without this stam because we have a ramah the stamah. But even Lagabi this heter, there's lechayra tzad to say it's arvel, it's arvel of, you know, that we're being makel basically makam tchak, so tchak of money would also be heter.
The importance
of
how much
you
like
to serve
the food,
which
seems to be less than in some cases.
Yeah, call it for Indian, right. Yeah.